Authorities in Aurora, Colorado, which is a suburb outside of Denver, are trying to piece together what led a man to open fire in a packed movie theater last night. Again, 12 people are dead and dozens more are wounded. The FBI and ATF are now involved, and the suspect has been identified as James Holmes. He's 24 years old. He is being questioned at this hour by investigators. And so are hundreds of witnesses, people who were in the theater, as we've just heard, watching the premiere of the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. Ben Marcus is a reporter at Colorado Public Radio, and he's been speaking with many of them over the night that since this shooting began and this morning. And he joins us now again. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, you know, as you've just heard, we've all just been hearing people describing the scene that unfolded in the theater when the attack started. Tell us a little bit more about what people are telling you.
So the movie was at a point where there was this really loud action scene, lots of gunfire. So when the suspect walked in and dropped the gas canisters and then started shooting, people obviously were confused. There was a lot of, was this part of the movie? Is this a gimmick? This is the premiere of a really big movie franchise, the end of a big movie franchise. So people thought that maybe this was something the theater was putting on. But as soon as the gunshots started ringing out in the theater, that obviously was completely off the table, and people started running. Many people I talked to today witnessed people being shot, blood everywhere, trying to help others who had been injured and also trying to run for their own lives. A scene of just total chaos and confusion.
And as I've just said, James Holmes is the name of the suspect. He's being questioned now. What, beyond the fact that he's 24 years old, do we know about him and the weapons that he used?
We don't know much about him right now. Police are at his apartment as we speak. We've heard reports that a police robot has been sent in because there are reports that he told authorities that there was some kind of explosive device in his apartment. The weapons that were used today in the theater, one witness I talked to said he had a very big rifle. We've heard reports that he also had a handgun and that another gun was found at the scene in the theater. The other guns were found on his person when they arrested him outside the theater.
Yes, there are reports of four guns altogether found partly in the theater and partly on him. But very little at this moment is known about him. Tell us about the town of Aurora, which, of course, is a suburb of Denver. But what is it like compared to what it's normally like? What's it like this morning?
It is a sprawling suburb, a very large city. Normally pretty quiet this time of day, but residents are waking up to helicopters flying overhead. Police cordoned off major parts of the city. This mall where the shooting happened is a giant mall, and they've cordoned off streets all around it. So just getting to the high school where I'm at now, where the evacuees are, where the people who are watching the movie have been brought here for questioning, just getting here was difficult. So I can only imagine what people waking up for their morning commute are experiencing.
And here where you are, just briefly, we only have a few seconds, Ben, you're surrounded by victims and witnesses.
Exactly. Lots of relief, actually, in the crowd here as parents come and pick up their kids and people leave unharmed, unscathed, at least physically.
They are feeling probably shock and relief. But thank you. Thank you very much, Ben.
You're welcome.
That's Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus. He's been following this story all night and this morning, and we'll be following it throughout the day. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.